Christian Parenting.
This is Be Love, Do Good Podcast, and I'm your host, Christy Hayes, mama to two, founder of Be Strong Story, and author of the children's book, The Lunchbox Note, a true story of how a lunchbox note that said, be strong, protect the weak, love everyone, changed our life, and created a mission for our family. Join us each week for conversations that inspire our families to live out true compassion, kindness, and what it looks like to be love and do good in our communities. It may take us out of our comfort zones, you guys, but I promise it will put us on a path to see others, love others, and quite possibly change the world. Hey everyone, welcome to Be Love, Do Good Podcast. I'm your host, Christy Hayes, and today we have guest Anne White on. She is an author, a mother, a grandmother. She runs a nonprofit, and she wrote the book Courage for Life, and she wrote the new Bible series, Courage for Life, Study Bible for Women and for Men. As you can tell, courage is part of her motto and her theme, because as we talk about in this podcast, she had lived a life of fear for so long, and she talks about how do we live the courageous life? How do we live the courageous life as parents? Parenting is scary, you guys. It's so scary. How do we help our kids live a courageous life in this day and world where they are going to face some really, really hard times? So I think you are going to love all this podcast. I encourage you to make sure that you get through it, because she tells some really personal stories that I think will really impact our listeners today. So please welcome Anne White to the podcast. Hey everyone, thanks for coming and listening to Be Love, Do Good Podcast. We have on today Anne White. Anne, thank you so much for being with us. I was laughing with you earlier that you are in the most beautiful place right now. Tell the listeners where you are tuning in from right now.
Well, I'm actually tuning in from Chattanooga, Tennessee, but I have moved locations just to get a little bit better, make sure my internet was good and the sound was quiet, because I have three grandchildren in the house at this time, so I'm actually in the bathroom. This is the quietest place.
We joke that our podcast studios are so incredible, and mine for so long was in the closet with all, so I would position the camera when I would have like people on that maybe I wanted to try to impress at the beginning. Now there's no such thing as impressing anyone. I'm just like, this is how it is. But I would position like all my stuff a certain way so no one could see that I was in the closet. And I remember my camera wasn't working very well, or I couldn't see it. And I had this guy on from a television show. And so it was kind of like at the time, like a really big time interview for me. I was like, oh my gosh, I need to impress him. I need to think I'm like in a real place. And I wasn't paying attention. And behind me was my leopard robe. So there's no pretending anymore. I'm like, this is what you get. We are moms. You are a mom and a grandma. I mean, we are just doing what we can. And I think that listeners can totally understand that and say, we are just trying to do the best that we can with what we have. So anyway, that's our life.
Absolutely. And you know what? God has a sense of humor, and I think he absolutely loves it.
I think, honestly, he doesn't want me to get too big for my britches. So this is what he does to humble me a little bit. And you have written some different things. And the thing we're going to talk about today, we're really talking about the Courage for Life Study Bible. So one of the things that I have a lot of people ask me who might be new believers, what Bible do you use? You know, what's the easiest Bible to use? And I use a lot of different ones. Right now, I'm really loving a Bible that I can journal on the side, which I really love. But I have used different study Bibles, you know, something that might just help someone else know, like, where do you start when you're thinking of like, yeah, I want to have a relationship with Jesus. I want to read the Bible. I don't know where to start. Tell us a little bit about why you wrote this specific Courage for Life study Bible.
Christy, absolutely. And that is such an important question, because as when I was saved at 19, I spent the next 20 plus years not being discipled, not knowing how to read, study, understand God's word for myself, never had anybody show me, even though I'd go to church on Sundays and take my Bible with me. And at that time, it was a King James Bible. I would try to find what the preacher was, I'd try to follow along, and I definitely would get a lot out of the messages because God is so good with that. But when I'd come back home, I'd just sit it back on the shelf. So for so many years, I did that until God really brought me to a place where I desperately needed a closer relationship with Him and with His Word. And so I began learning through, really through Kay Arthur in Chattanooga. Her ministry is based out of Chattanooga through Precept Ministries, how to study God's Word for myself. But at the time, and still to this day, until a few weeks when this Bible releases, we have not had a Bible that's had, in my opinion, practical teaching. So you ask what makes this Bible different, and we're a discipleship ministry. I birthed Courage for Life back in 2014, so we'll be celebrating 10 years very soon. And it's discipleship because that's the heartbeat for me. When I finally learned and got closer to the Lord and my relationship personally with Him, it really opened my eyes to the courageous life that I could truly have. That abundant life that Jesus died for us to live, we want to embrace all of that. But in order to do so, we've got to have a lot of courage in this life. And that comes for me, not only from the Holy Spirit, but by being in His Word on a regular basis. And so it was on my heart. We work with a lot of incarcerated population as well in our ministry. And so there are a lot of people that are intimidated by God's Word that we work with. There are a lot of people that don't believe they would understand it even if they read it. They're much like I was in my 20s and 30s. So we've created a Bible that not only has those wide margins, so you can journal on the sides, which I also love.
Thank you for that.
yes. Thank you, Tyndale. But it also has teaching, practical teaching at the bottom of every single scripture page. And my favorite way to teach people how to read their Bibles, if you take any book, you know, any chapter in the book, is to take four steps. First of all, pray and ask the Holy Spirit to come into the lesson with you. Ask Him to guide you into truth, which is what He loves to do. Then we observe the text. Just look and see, what is it saying? You know, who's talking? What are they talking about? And you're just reading the text as an investigator, you know, trying to figure out kind of what's going on in this scene. And then the third step is the interpret step. And that's really, what is God trying to teach me for here and today and now? And that fourth step, which many of us have missed for so many years, is the apply step. If we just stop at the interpret step and we learn that lesson, but we don't apply it, or we learn it in our heads, but we don't apply it to our lives in practical ways, we really miss out on that transformational process that God wants to take us through.
That's good. So tell me, when you put on your parenting cap for me, so when you were teaching your kiddos to read the Bible, build a relationship with God, you know, I ask that a lot on some different people, because we all have different perspectives, and what works for our kid might not work for another kid or their family. But tell me a little bit about how you discipled your kids, or how you helped them have a love for God's Word.
You know, I think it all starts, and just to be honest with you, I wasn't discipled when I was raising my kids, because they're grown now, they're in their 30s. When I was raising my kids, I had not been discipled at that time. So now I'm grateful to say I'm discipling my grandkids So that's a blessing, and I see the value in that. I wish I had have known then what I know today, but I think God obviously brings us through things to help us to create these resources so that other people will have them. So how I work with my grandkids and so forth is, I love to read God's Word book by book. And so we'll take a book of the Bible, whether, especially for young children, I love to go into the book of Daniel. I love to go into the book of Esther. I love to go into Ruth. But there are books that we can go into, and I want them to read from the beginning to the end. And we're going to break it down in those four steps. We're going to pray as we go in. We'll probably read a chapter, and then we're just going to talk about it. We're going to observe what's going on. We're going to look for that timeless life lesson that's in there, whether it's on forgiveness or judgment or grace and mercy or fear. You know, that was a big one for me. For so many years, I operated in fear instead of just trusting the Lord with all of my circumstances and allowing Him to help guide me. Bible, you know, the Bible is so full of courageous women and men of faith that we can learn so much from. And we'll take a book, for example, let's say Daniel or Jonah, and we'll take it a chapter at a time and we'll look and see what is going on in Daniel's life, per se. What's happening? What's kind of situations or circumstances he in? So that's where, once we've prayed, we observe and just kind of see what's going on. Then we look for that timeless life lesson. How can Daniel's situation relate to something in my life today? How can his courage or his obedience or his respectfulness relate to something I need, or my children or grandchildren need to understand at the moment? And then we'll talk about, what kind of a situation are you in where God would want you to be courageous, respectful, trusting him, you know, so forth. And then we'll say, okay, how can we apply that? In other words, if you need to be more respectful to a friend, or you need to be more courageous to stand up and ask for something that in a very proper and pleasant way, like Daniel did, you know, we just talk about how can we relate this to life today as we know it, or in our circumstances that we're going through right then.
I love it. And I think for kids, it's so cute. You know, my kids are 11 and 15. And when they were littler, we did. There's so many different Bibles. And I'll try to remember to link some different, you know, kids' Bibles too on our show notes. But, you know, just being able to go through like the Storybook Bible or the Jesus Calling and hear what they need to be courageous for. I mean, those little four, like, how old are your grandkids? Are they younger?
Oh, goodness. We have them all the way from 4 months all the way up to 14.
So you're, you know, when you're asking these kiddos, what do you need to be courageous, or what different aspects of life do you need to be courageous in? I imagine that the different instances are very across the board for those ages.
Absolutely. 100%.
Yeah. So I think that's so neat. And I love that application process that you talk about. Can you talk to me a little bit about courage, why that's so important to you? And then talk to us about how we can be courageous parents, because I feel like right now I'm in a Bible study with all moms. We have young, we have old, but all of us have some fear in different things when it relates to our kiddos, and they're very different because we have different stages. But talk to me a little bit about courage and what it means to you.
You know, courage is extremely important to me, because for 42 years, I thought I was extremely courageous. Yeah. But it was a courage of that I thought I could handle any situation. Me personally, I could take on any challenge, any difficulty that came my way. And then, of course, that's that other side of courage, like riding roller coasters with your kids or riding roller coasters as a kid. You think, oh, I can do all of these things that a lot of people are more afraid to do. So you feel like you're courageous. But I think God really brought me to a place where I learned that, and I like to call it biblical courage, because with the Lord, I was courageous in life in general. I mean, I was bold. I would just plow through and do what I had to do. But when God allowed me to get to the end of myself, which was about 12, 13 years ago. And as a Bible teacher at that time, I was teaching multiple classes, multiple ages. I realized that I was operating all of my life in a fear-based faith. I don't think many of us escape childhood without some challenges or difficulties, but I had some scars from my years growing up and my teenage years even. And I had carried those all through my life. And what I was allowing them to do was I was allowing them to keep me from fully embracing God's calling on my life, to keep me in fear of rejection, in fear of abandonment, in fear of all sorts of things. So what I began to realize is that I was operating my whole life out, even though I felt I was strong and courageous and plowing through, I was operating in fear instead of faith.
Hey everyone, as parents, we are always looking for quality tools and resources to help our kids develop a relationship with the Lord. This is why Christian Parenting is so excited to get your hands on a new devotional journal made just for kids ages 6 to 12 called My Time with God. Your kids will use this colorful and fun devotional to read scripture, engage in creative activities, deepen their prayer life, and learn the benefits of spending time with God every day. Over 20 days, your kids will gain a solid understanding of Christian principles like what is prayer, why spend time with God, who is the Holy Spirit, and more. We all want our kids to grow up with a desire to spend time with God and be in His Word every day, but we also know that being consistent can be really difficult. So don't miss out on this opportunity to help growing believers learn how to connect more deeply with God. For more information and to get a copy of My Time with God for your kids, head over to cpgive.org. That's cpgive.org. When did you start realizing that? When did you, because you said you went through 42 years of feeling like you were courageous, and then all of a sudden it was like, wait, I'm not actually being courageous like I thought I was. I'm still feeling fear of all these different things. What made you realize that?
When my life and world started falling apart, we were struggling in our family. Our kids were teenagers. I was struggling with my marriage. And it finally got to the point I really didn't know if we were going to survive it. And I remember dropping to my knees. I was actually on a trip in Israel with my oldest son. And I tell the story in the book that the Lord had me write, which is Courage for Life. And I really talk about this whole experience of going from a fear-based faith to a trust-based faith with the Lord. But I dropped to my knees and I said, okay, God, I don't know what to do next. I've tried everything. And nobody knew. I was a Bible teacher. I was in church every Wednesday, twice on Sunday. I was teaching two adult classes in the mornings, on Sunday mornings, back to back. But no one knew that we were struggling. It was completely hidden. Not even our pastor, who we were great friends with. And so at that point, I'm with my son. We're on this trip with the church group. I dropped to my knees and I said, Lord, I don't know where to turn next. You got to help me. And I remember feeling an overwhelming presence that and sensation that I was to write down the struggles that we were going through in our family, and I was go and hand them to my pastor and his wife. That was my first step in true courage. And so that's why courage is so important to me. I was embarrassed. I was ashamed. I felt scared. I didn't know what was going to happen next. Didn't know if my marriage was going to survive it. And thank God it did. My husband's a very courageous man. And we both came together, held our family together, went through a lot of counseling. And out of that birthed Courage for Life, the ministry, and us helping others to walk a life of courage as well. And helping young people. I think it's so important that we understand it at a young age. Courage is a choice. We wake up every day. Courage is not something we gain and we keep and we're going to have it every day. It's every day we wake up, God has a challenge for us. He has something He wants us to do, to work on, to change, or something. And it takes courage. And so we need to get up, spend our time with the Lord, and keep our eyes on Him.
That's good. One of the things that I hear you say that was probably your most courageous act that didn't feel probably courageous to you is that you told somebody. So, you know, you were hiding it, or it was, no one really knew what was happening. And so you were vulnerable, and that probably felt very scary. And I'd love for you just to talk to people who might be listening right now who are in that same space of they're hiding how they are really feeling or what they're really struggling with. What is the most courageous thing that they could start with to kind of bring their life into this courageous journey or trusting God?
Absolutely. I come out of isolation is what, when I talk to so many women and we talk with incarcerated women, our team works with incarcerated men as well. And many of them have isolated their trauma and pain. But many of us that are sitting in church pews have isolated something in our lives. And I like to call my girlfriends, the ones that I feel like I can really trust and I can confide in. Today, I call them safe sisters. And I think it's so important that we have safe people in our life that we can talk to, because when you isolate, that's when Satan, he uses that. He wants us to isolate our problems and not communicate. But, you know, I love thinking back to the fact that when God created first man and woman, you know, He created Adam. He's in the garden with Adam. He's there with him. He's communicating. His presence is there. And you would think that's all you need, because I used to say, God and me, that's all I need. Well, that's just not true. And the Lord knew that, because He said it is not good for man to be alone. So He created a life partner. He created fellowship. And God wants us in fellowship with one another. But there are people you can confide in. So if you can find at least one and then try to find another and another, you know, to create some safe people in your life that you can just say, hey, I'm really having a crappy day. You may not need to tell them everything, but pray for me. Mm, and then be that safe person for them as well.
That's good. So when I think of parenting, I think of all the fears that go into it. And you've read so many different things about how, you know, even this generation with me being a parent, that we're so fearful of keeping our kids, making sure that our kids are safe. And back in the day, we joke that when we were kids, our parents would just let us go outside and they didn't know where we were and they flipped on the lights when it was time to eat or, you know, all those different things. And parenting is a lot different now, obviously, because society's different, culture's a little different. But at the same time, I have noticed this fear in myself of making sure my kids not only are safe, but I think we have this identity in parenting that we also have a fear that they're going to be on the right sports team or, you know, go to the right college. And we're so intense with all the things. So can you talk to me a little bit about being a courageous, fearless parent and letting God speak into those things for us instead of holding them so tight and being anxious and worried?
You know, I can speak from personal experience. In 2012, that's when I was going through that very difficult time. And I went into intensive counseling with a pastor and therapist. Actually, he's become a dear friend of the ministry and is on our board of directors. And so for me, it was unpacking that baggage, creating safe friends around me, and learning to step out in courage. So when I sensed the Lord telling me to birth a ministry, I remember going to my counselor and saying, I know God is calling me to do this, but it could not be a worse time. I mean, just had started counseling to try and save the marriage and pull everything together and then began unpacking all of my baggage and trauma and let that come back to the surface. And I remember him saying to me, if God's telling you to do it, you just need to trust him. He'll work out all the details. You don't have to know it all. Kind of like Abraham, I often go back to that and say, you know, Abraham didn't know where he was going. God just said, I want you to leave Ur of the Chaldeans and I'll show you. I'll take you to the land that I promised you. And so he took a step in faith and started going. That's what I had to do. Since that time, God has kind of had us on what I call a bullet train. By having the courage to trust him, he has allowed me to be a part of two Christian television shows. He's allowed us to produce two audio Bibles. One is the Courage for Life all-female voiced audio Bible in English that you can download on any Apple or Android device. And then also that in Spanish. He's had me writing content for books, workbooks. And then also now this newest project, which is the Courage for Life Study Bible for Women and the Courage for Life Study Bible for Men. And it's been pretty amazing just in 9 years how much the Lord has allowed us to do. But it's all really because I feel like I had the courage to just put my yes on the table and say, yes, God. So your question was, how can mothers do that with their children? I think we should be able to trust the Lord in every situation. And he says, if you want wisdom and guidance, seek it from me and I will give it to you. He does. And I think just that time in the Lord and setting aside our worries, we can't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow has enough worries of its own. We got to focus on today. And what does the Lord have us doing today for our children, with our children, guiding our children? Yes, the society can be frightening. What's going to happen to our kids when they grow up and step out on their own? But we can't worry about that. We have to worry about today. And what is God asking us to do today?
That's good. I think my mom always says that, you know, worry, don't worry about tomorrow. Just focus on today, which I think can be really hard for personalities who are driven, who are future thinkers. And we think, oh, just, you know, someone says, don't worry about that. Or my husband will be like, don't worry about that. And I'm like, good, easy for you to say, you know, like, it's, of course we're going to worry. But I noticed that even for me, and probably what you've seen is when you're more vulnerable with others and you're telling others how you feel or what your struggles are, or you're going to God in the mornings before you even get out the door to worry about the things. I notice that there's some weeks that I can have the most crisis. You know, I'm an executive director of an anti-trafficking organization, a nonprofit, and there are days that it is very stressful and very crisis-centered. And I notice that some days I am like crushing it with peace. And then there are some days where I let myself, you know, try to handle it on my own. And so I notice that when I'm in my own strength, that's when I start to panic. And if when I'm in God's strength, and I don't know what, I wish I could say in my head, like, okay, person that's listening, do these four things and every day you're going to be peaceful. I just don't think that's how it works. It, you know, I've lived this life for a long time and been a Christian for a long time, that it doesn't magically, you know, you're not magically just going to not worry one day. But I do think we can have the tools to help us when we are going through something really hard.
I absolutely agree. 100%. And that's why I said earlier, courage is a choice. And every day we get up and we need to face that particular day, because it's going to be different. We're going to feel different each day. We have to get up and be willing to be courageous and be willing to trust the Lord with that particular day and what He has for us.
That's good. And maybe that's just what we wake up and do. Maybe that's the first step, is just saying, I will be courageous in whatever you need me to do. And it sounds like, you know, you said yes to something that you are not qualified to do. You know, when God asks us to do something, most of the time we're not qualified to do it. But I also think it goes back to when you were vulnerable. If you would have continued to hide the struggles that you guys were going through, if you were continued to feel shame for that, or, you know, whatever, you probably wouldn't be in this space. It was that courageous act that you said, I'm struggling and I need help, that set you up for all the things now that gets to impact others to live a courageous life. So I love that.
That is correct. That is 100% correct.
I want to ask you one last question. And you were kind of in a different space as a parent, you know, where you were in your discipleship process and in your Christian faith, maybe then where you are now as a grandparent. But would you speak to how we can help raise courageous kids?
I think, you know, I think there's a lot that we can teach our children about being courageous, but I think it is one step at a time. You know, that's really a tough question, because each child is so unique and individual. But I think their relationship with the Lord and their relationship to His Word is the biggest contributor to their ability to face anything in life. If we can equip them, because I know that's when I truly found true courage for life, was when I was able to have a personal relationship with God. I learned how to study His Word for myself. And so that's why it's been so important to me in ministry to not only we work with people to help them break down emotional barriers that hinder their relationship with the Lord, but as a discipleship ministry, we also give them the tools that they need to learn to study and encounter God on a personal basis by themselves. So I think teaching the kids these practical Bible study steps, getting them in God's Word, discussing these life lessons with them and discussing practical ways they can apply are the best tools they can possibly have. Because I can tell you, even in my 40s, early 40s, it totally changed my walk with the Lord. It changed my relationship with my family, my husband, with God. It changed my relationship totally with Him. And so today, yes, are things perfect? Absolutely not. We run up on challenges and difficulties and hard times just like everyone else. But I know that I can survive all things, because God may not deliver me from it, but He'll be with me as I walk through it, and He'll lead and guide me. I know He's there. And that's the gift I think we can give our children. It's just that personal relationship and helping them know how to foster it.
Thank you so much for listening. And I encourage you, just like Anne did, to be courageous in telling someone a struggle that you're going through. I think that is the thing that I want to remind us all, kind of my BeLove quick tip, the thing that I took away, is if you are struggling, if you are hiding something, the first step in that courageous life and that courageous journey is telling someone about it. So I encourage you to do that this week. I also want you to make sure that you go to Courage for Life Study Bible for Women. You can grab that anywhere and start reading the Bible. One of the things she talks about is how she gains courage is getting that courage from God. But if we don't know God, then how do we know His courage and how do we actually live that out if we don't know Him? And so I hope that you get that Courage for Life Study Bible for Women or for men. Thanks so much for being on with us today. We know your time is valuable and we appreciate you spending it with us. Thank you so much for being love and doing good in your families and in your communities. We'll see you next week.